now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We'll pull up some dust and sit down.
Well, indeed, we can do that. Good day, America. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator right around the West Coast. And you, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They're taking us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. They give us a lot of love. We love them right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go, the various different platforms and devices you can use to get not only this show, but the entire network and anything else you want in the world of radio. Joe has all the devices and knows about it better than anybody else I know, so he's here to explain it to you.
All righty, Bob, let's run down the myriad of ways you can take Sports Byline on the go with you. Number one is the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That's sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and more. That's sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, which is a great app. You can download it to any device you can think of, be it Apple, be it Android, be it PC, or simply go to iHeart.com. A wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. Very much the same thing with TuneIn Radio. There's that app versatility that we always talk about, the ability to download the app to an Android device, to an Apple device, to a PC, or even just go to TuneIn.com. Again, a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio. And never, ever let us forget, most importantly, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other great programming on Sports Byline each and every day.
And as we head into this weekend and you're thinking of home, hopefully it gives you a little taste of home and gives you a little warmth if you're far away.
Well said, Bob. On the other side, we'll take your calls at 800-878-PLAY, your tweets at JoeSpano56, at BobBlack71, and at SportsBylineUSA. We'll set the table and start knocking things down. That's all next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You be sure to keep it where it is.
At Lowe's, we appreciate our pro customers and how hard you work to get the most out of your budget. So we offer pro-focused events where you can take advantage of special savings. Right now, during Pro Bonus Days, you can save 15% off select paint and primer in one and stain and sealant. Plus, get 20% off Purdy paintbrushes. Valid 6-6 through 6-10. Applies to 342 fluid ounce pails or greater. Exclusions apply. See Pro Desk in-store for required coupons, details, and exclusions, or go to lowesforpros.com. U.S. only.
GEICO presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. for this week. Get out your Shazam app now and check it out. Plus, have fun and interact with GEICO. Gecko yourself and share it with friends. Watch your favorite GEICO video. Get a quote. Shazam now for the full list and experience more with GEICO. The Shazam 15, brought to you by GEICO. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
GEICO presents Sharing versus Oversharing. Way early this morning, Brad Higdon shared a major spoiler alert from everyone's favorite hit show, sad emojis to express his feelings about the plot twist, and a playlist he made to drown out his sorrows? Dude, oversharing alert. Brad, GEICO has something worth sharing with those who haven't befriended you. Like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance at GEICO.com. So stop moping about the post-apocalyptic world and start saving in the real world. GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Colonel Sanders here for Kentucky Fried Chicken. And let me tell you, if you've got a hungry family of four, or four hungry friends, or maybe just four hungry people you only kind of know, well, fill them all up with a KFC $20 fill-up, made hot and fresh every day, with eight pieces of delicious original recipe chicken, two large mashed potatoes and gravy, a side of coleslaw, and four biscuits, all for just $20. KFC, Colonel Quality, guaranteed.
Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Tax and substitutions extra.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Who are they? Don't listen to them. They're absolute idiots.
It's the same mindset. We can't afford to go down 3-1 and go in their building and give them confidence going back. So it's a do or die game for us still.
That was LeBron James bringing us back to the Spano and Black Attack here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800, and he's Bob Black, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number to weigh in again, 1-800-878-7529. If you prefer Twitter, as I know many of you do, at Joe Spano 56, at Sports Byline USA, and of course, at Bob Black 71. Bob, we got a big 2 hours on tap for you today. Obviously, that was LeBron James talking about Game 3 and looking ahead to Game 4 of the NBA Finals and talking about the amount of work that was going to be necessary and how important Game 4 was on the heels of the victory in Game 3 for the Cleveland Cavaliers. And that's where we're going to start the show. And much of our number one is going to be focused on the NBA Finals. And then out of that, we'll roll into the last of our goodbyes and to Muhammad Ali, as today is the public viewing and funeral in Louisville. We'll also take some time, because we didn't get to it yesterday, to preview the boxing match in the small room in Madison Square Garden between Lomachenko and Martinez. And then taking us home at 40 after hour number 2, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time, Anthony Stabile from the Horse Racing Radio Network and VegasInsider.com. He'll join us, and he'll help us preview the Belmont Stakes.
Yes, he will. And, a little juice gone out of the Belmont, but still an important race up here in New York. And, it'll be fun to see how it plays out. It looks like the weather's going to be pretty good, and it's always an event in Elmont, New York. Vinny from Elmont. Remember Vinny from Elmont?
No.
Vinny Testaverde. Vinny from Vinny. Elmont.
Okay. All righty. But that said, we should probably dive right in and let's start looking ahead to tonight's Game 4 of the NBA Finals. And, I was talking yesterday an awful lot about the fact that, hey, the realities are through three games, we've seen, in essence, three blowouts. But what we've seen most notably is the home team hold serve in all three games. And now really in this game, it's a must-win matchup, much like Game 3 for the Cavaliers. Hold serve on your home floor and in essence force a short series, a three-game series with the Golden State Warriors having home court advantage. And really nothing's changed here. That's what this is all about. The big thing for the Cleveland Cavaliers is, how do we win back-to-back games against this Golden State Warriors group? How do we hold home court advantage? What, if any, adjustments do we have to make? That's really the story of this game. How do we win another one? And if you're the Golden State Warriors, how do we steal one in Cleveland and take firm and resounding control of this series? That's really what this all boils down to tonight.
Yep, certainly does. And as we talked about it, I mean, it was all well and good. We talked about the must win. We both went out in the Mighty Oak and talked about Game 3 and the performance they need to put on, which they did. And it's all well and good. Got to win Game 4. Must win every bit as much as Game 3 was. Because if you lose home court in the series, it's pretty obvious you got big issues for the rest of the series. And the impressiveness of which Cleveland held serve in Game 3 needs to carry over to Game 4. No lapse of energy, no lapse of concentration, no lapse of focus on defense. Get the job done and make sure it goes to back to Oakland, knotted up. And, you know, both these teams know that they are in a slugfest at this point in time, but steal one, and it's distinct advantage. So that's the Golden State leverage going into Game 4. They're going to be laser-focused going into this game. And one thing that they're hoping to have happen is to have their two big guns finally come on board in this series in a big way, in a tight game, and come through for them so they can steal said fourth game in this series.
Yeah, I think that's well said. I don't know that they can continue to count on the formula that served them well in games one and two. And that was their bench being huge contributors, their bench and role players really being the difference makers. That doesn't often happen on the road, especially in the postseason. And you saw it in game three, where all of a sudden the Cavaliers' role players stepped up in a major way, and the Golden State Warriors' bench and role players really shrunk from what they were doing in the Oracle in Oakland to what they were able to do in Cleveland. That's typically what happens with non-stars, with role players and bench players, especially in the postseason. They function and perform so much better at home than they do on the road. To count on that advantage carrying over to Cleveland was not realistic. And when that bench didn't come through the way it had in the first two games, and Steph Curry and Klay Thompson were no better than they were in either of the first two games, well, the fact that the Cleveland bench stepped up big and ultimately LeBron and Kyrie really took over this basketball game, that led to a 30-point blowout for the Cleveland Cavaliers. And I think that one of the keys here, I think you're going to see a lot of the same LeBron in Game 4 that you saw in Game 3. And what I mean by that is you're going to see a LeBron James who really will act as the Cavaliers' point guard, whether Kyrie Irving is on the floor or not. You're going to, again, see a lot less of Matthew Dellavedova, and you're going to see LeBron basically for the entire time that he's on the floor act as the point guard, most especially with the second unit. That was one of the things that paid huge dividends for the Cavaliers in Game 3. A lot less of Matthew Dellavedova, and when he was on the floor, he played off the ball. LeBron James was the point guard. I think you're going to see that. You're going to see constant defensive pressure. And we saw LeBron do a great job on the defensive end of the floor and really set the tone on the defensive end for the Cavaliers, whether it was rendering Draymond Green a non-factor in Game 3, whether it was closing out on Steph Curry and chasing him around and rendering him a non-factor in Game 3. LeBron's defense was absolutely gigantic, and it set the tone for that entire Cleveland Cavaliers basketball team on the defensive end of the floor. And you couple that with him being the lead dog as the ball handler and, in essence, being the point guard, whether he was with the first unit, but more notably when he was on the floor and Kyrie Irving wasn't. I think those are two things you're going to certainly see. There's only four games left in this season, and LeBron's gotten plenty of rest to this point. So it's going to be you-know-what to the wall. LeBron's going to play 40-plus. He's going to score 30 every night, and he's going to be a huge factor on both ends of the floor and in leading this team offensively, not only scoring, but as the primary ball handler and facilitator of everybody else's offense.
Yeah, there's no question about it. And Joe, look, LeBron's never been accused of not leaving everything on the court. He's never accused of slacking. He's leading by example. He's leading by production. He's leading by performance. And you mentioned the defense. His defensive effort is spurring on everybody else to play that level of defense. In Game 3, you got a lot of that from Richard Jefferson as he stepped onto the court, and so that kind of got contagious as well. You mentioned the facilitating process. It helped Kyrie Irving in a big way. It also helped J.R. Smith in a big way, who finally was on his game and made some shots. And I've heard the speculation as far as what direction is Tyronn Lue going to go in. Is he going to play Richard Jefferson if Kevin Love is ready to go? No, that's not happening. If you look at the quotes from Tyronn Lue, yeah, Jefferson will be on the court, but the fact of the matter is he was talking about Love in glowing terms. We miss his rebounding. We miss his low post presence. We miss his ability to perform offensively. If Kevin Love is ready to go, Kevin Love will be on the court. Will they mix in some Richard Jefferson and make sure that happens? Of course they will. Tyronn Lue is not an idiot. What worked well in Game 3 is going to work well in Game 4, hopefully for his part. And so you're going to see some Richard Jefferson on the court. But it all facilitates with LeBron, as it should. With four games left in the season, as you aptly said, there's no reason for him not to be on the court all the time.
Right. He's well-rested and ready to go, and he is the straw that stirs the drink for the Cleveland Cavaliers on both ends of the floor and in so many ways. And on the other side, I'm going to piggyback what you said about Kevin Love and what kind of role he's going to have in Game 4 if he's cleared to play. That's next here on the Spano and Black Attack, along with your calls at 800-878-PLAY and your tweets at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and at Sports Byline USA. More of the Attack right after this.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah, too bad.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
It's all about our effort tomorrow, especially the starting five, how we start the game. Because you assume they're going to play with the same or with the same energy as they did in game three. And for us, we have to, just stop that force that they played with in game three and come with more effort and more focus from the jump.
That was Steph Curry talking about the needed effort for Game 4 and matching the intensity and the sense of urgency from the Cavaliers in Game 4, which the Cavaliers realize is a must-win game in the NBA Finals. And that brings us back to the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano along with Bob Black. 1-800-878-PLAY if you want to weigh in. That number to get involved again, 1-800-878-7529 for those that prefer Twitter. And we know many of you do, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. And Bob, you know, Steph made some good points here about matching, in essence, the sense of urgency and the intensity that the Cavaliers brought to Game 3, which was a must-win game for them. We talked about it a little bit in the open. This Game 4 is also a must-win game for the Cavaliers. Hold serve. Make it a three-game series, and try and find a way to continue to hold your home court, steal a game from the Golden State Warriors, and guess what? You are the NBA champions. Failing that, you're probably not going to be.
Yeah, it's very true. And, you know, look, matching intensity on the road when you're playing against not only the team but the home crowd is always difficult. But this team has been there before. There's absolutely no reason why they can't do it. But, you know, matching intensity aside, he and Klay Thompson need to step their games up. You know, you can talk about energy and intensity and everything else all you want. You got to perform. And as of right now, they're not. I'm not expecting it to go that way for the rest of the series. But the lack of production out of the two key offensive players certainly made a difference in Game 3, and if they do it again in Game 4, Cleveland will walk away with another win because, as you very accurately said, and I think this is tantamount to every team in the National Basketball Association, as a general rule, your bench does not play well on or as well on the road, and Golden State is no exception to that, so you need better performance out of your starters. It hasn't happened thus far, and the onus is squarely on Steph and Klay Thompson to up their games. You know, you can talk intensity and everything. Make some three-pointers. That'll be intense enough. And if they do that, they'll have a good match against Cleveland. If not, they'll go home tied 2-2.
And well said, Bob. And we'll roll into a little more of Steph and Klay in just a second. But I do want to double back to what you brought up at the back end of the last segment as it related to Kevin Love and the talk that he shouldn't be in the starting lineup. And because of the success they had in Game 3, the talking heads that do what we do say, stay with Richard Jefferson. Look at how much better they played on defense. And look at how much better the offense flowed. Have Kevin Love come off the bench. And, you know, all these other things. Well, I'm kind of in accord with you. Forget what Tyronn Lue said and what everybody said. I don't care what anybody says. And the reason I don't care is, they don't owe us an explanation. They don't owe us any level of honesty. They don't owe us anything. But here's the truth of the matter, and here's what these smart basketball minds realize. Here's how you win basketball games, by putting your best five on the floor for as long as you possibly can. And Kevin Love is absolutely positively one of their best five players. And while I love Richard Jefferson and I appreciate all he's done in his career, at this point, well in his 30s, keeping him out there, keeping him in the starting lineup and expecting to get another 30-plus minute effort with that kind of production on both the offensive and defensive ends is unrealistic. Prolonged exposure to Richard Jefferson at this stage of the game will be diminishing returns. So if Kevin Love is deemed available, and we'll know this afternoon, if he's passed concussion protocol and can play in Game 4, what you need to see and what you will see, because these basketball minds that are making these decisions are far better at it and far smarter than you, me, and all these other talking heads that are speculating about it. You're going to see Kevin Love right back in that starting lineup, because when this big three is clicking on all cylinders, as they have for almost this entire playoff run, with the exception of a game or two in Golden State against a very good, a historically good Warriors team, that's their best lineup. I know in Game 3 they won a lot with their defense. Their defense, for the first time in the entire postseason, really is what generated their offense. Well, this team is built around their offense, and that's how they thrive. I know they're going to continue to bring defensive intensity led by LeBron, but the realities are, on a night-in, night-out basis, they're not a great defensive team, and that's not all of a sudden going to change in the NBA Finals. What they can be with that big three clicking on all cylinders and LeBron leading the charge with the ball in his hands all the time and doing the things that LeBron is capable of doing, what they can be is an explosive and dynamic offensive team. And Kevin Love is far better at that and can be a far bigger part of that puzzle than Richard Jefferson. Will you continue to see Richard Jefferson? Of course you will. He will have a more prominent bench role. Will Tyronn Lue and the Cavaliers make an effort to at times stagger the lineup so that there's not a ton of all three of these guys on the floor? Because sometimes that's where things bog down. You can make a concerted effort without yanking Kevin Love from the starting lineup and reducing his minutes of having a lot of times where it's two out of three of these guys on the floor at the same time and not an overwhelming amount of all three, because that's sometimes where they do get in trouble, and it's something Tyronn Lue can play by ear. If you start to find that, boy, it's just not quite working tonight with all three, you know, you do a lot of having two out of three of them out there at all times, so that way you have enough offensive efficiency, but yet it's not overcrowded. But the realities are, and I think you know this as well, he's going to be out there, and he's going to play 30-plus minutes, and if they're going to have success, Kevin Love, despite him not being there in Game 3, if they're going to have success going forward in this series, Kevin Love is going to have to be a big part of it.
No question about it. And you know, for all the people that do what we do, and you want to play amateur GM, and you want to play amateur coach, and you want to play amateur personnel guy, that's all great. You can speculate all you want. It's what they pay us to do. The reality is, and at the very beginning of it, you said it, you put your best five on the court because that's how you win basketball games.
It's all about Kevin
Love. Kevin Love is one of those best five. No question about it. The other thing that you said, which I think is very valid, prolonged exposure to anybody who is at the point in their careers where Richard Jefferson is right now is going to expose the warts. Look, he has earned more time on the basketball court by his production. Tyronn Lue, if anything, has impressed me as a coach who not only is solid with his X and O's, but he has an ability to coach by feel. He's not one of those guys that does the, okay, we're at the six-minute mark, we have to put this guy in, we're at the nine-minute mark, we have to put this guy in. He looks, he sees who's doing what on the basketball court, and he coaches accordingly. If Kevin Love starts today and Kevin Love is struggling and Kevin Love doesn't look to be himself and he's shying away from contact, you'll see Richard Jefferson early. If he's not, if he's on the other side of the coin and he's producing and he looks like he's in the flow, even if his shot isn't dropping at the beginning of the basketball game, you're going to see prolonged exposure to Kevin Love because he is one of the five best. Joe, I'll give you an analogy. Take it all the way back to the Super Bowls, and I'm talking about in the beginning. Max McGee. Remember Max McGee?
Yes, I do, Bob.
He had the one brilliant game.
I remember me and Mrs. McGee as well.
And there you go, Flipper McGee. But he had the one brilliant game and the one brilliant moment when he was on the back end of his career, and it made a difference for the Green Bay Packers. Well, they don't have the luxury in basketball because allegedly you're playing seven games. I'm not equating Richard Jefferson to Max McGee. I think he has more in the tank. But the reality is, had you exposed Max McGee over the course of the season, defensive backs would have been laughing at him because he couldn't get open. But Richard Jefferson at this point in his career gave you a good A-plus game. Whether he could do it extendedly? Yeah, probably not. He's long in the tooth in NBA years. He can give you a little burst here and there. He's earned more time by his production, and you will see him more. But you're not going to see him as a starter in this lineup unless Kevin Love can't go tonight.
And it's not going to be in place of a Kevin Love that can go. You're absolutely right. Because it's all about talent. You said it well. It's all about talent. And at this stage of the game, Kevin Love is still one of the top talents in this game, and Richard Jefferson is on the back nine and a quality role player, and you'll get some good things out of him at home, and he helps at times on the defensive end with the pick and roll and some of the other stuff. But ultimately, this is not a team that wins with great defense. They did to some degree in Game 3, but that's not their formula. The way they win games is with great offense. Their best offensive flow and their best offensive combinations include Kevin Love. And now it's on Tyronn Lue, as you said. Mix up the batter. You know, don't be a formula coach. If we need to make it where it's a lot of times two out of the three instead of all, they figure these things out as the game goes along. But this idea that we're going to bench Kevin Love and we're going to limit his minutes and all these other things, if he can go, he goes. That's the way it is, because as you said in all of this, it's all about talent, man. More on the other side. We're Spano on Black, no flipping.
Sometimes you'll love a house and you'll love a neighborhood, but it has a not great school district. Zillow's actually great because you can click on kind of a more detailed section and it tells you how well a school is rated. We kind of prioritized houses that we were going to look at based on that. We were able to walk in and think like, wow, we can make a life here.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Well, you two made up?
Darlene's going to give up pickpocketing and start studying forgery.
Aren't you ashamed of yourself, Darlene?
I was only going to keep his money for him till he sobered up.
That's like tying it up permanently.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. If Twitter is more your thing, as we know for many of you, it is. And the phone number again, 1-800-878-7529. Joe, I want to explore a little further what we were talking about with Tyronn Lue. And just he's really, and regardless of how the series turns out, he's impressed me of the evolution from when he took over, which was a truly dysfunctional locker room with a lot of garbage going on, where they felt the need to remove a solid basketball mind in David Blatt and replace him with a bench guy that, you know, had been there and earned his dues a little bit as an assistant, but hadn't had a head coaching opportunity in Tyronn Lue. He went into the locker room with arguably the best player in basketball, managed to deal with that situation, got the team back under control, didn't push the panic button when the team floundered over the course of the regular season and they were trying to put it together, almost lost control of the conference, ended up not. Then getting into the playoffs, all of a sudden they're firing on all cylinders. As I said in the last segment, I'm not only impressed with the X's and O's, I'm not only impressed with his ability to gain control of that locker room and deal with the egos, but his ability to coach by feel, which you and I always respect with basketball coaches, their ability to adjust on the fly mid-game, have a finger on the pulse of how the game is going and spreading out and being played. And Tyronn Lue, at least in the early sample that I've seen, seems to have that it factor that a lot of coaches never find.
It's a fair statement, Bob. There's not much I could argue with there. I've been very impressed. I know after he took over in the regular season, the results weren't there, and we were both extremely critical of the Cleveland Cavaliers, and we weren't alone. Members of their own broadcasting team, most notably Austin Carr, was incredibly critical of the effort and the results in the regular season. But once the postseason came, they turned a corner. And all that work they did in the regular season, all the efforts Tyronn Lue made to address pace of play, speed up the pace of play, the changes he made to the rotation to give LeBron James what he wants offensively and a style of offensive personnel that allows him to thrive, has really paid dividends in the postseason. And you are very, very right as it relates to what you said about him not being a hard and fast rotation guy. Okay, we're at 7 minutes left in the second quarter. All the bench guys come out. All the starters go back in. Doesn't do that. Yeah, do you have a rotation? Do guys know what's expected of them? And that's the reason that you have rotations. It's like having roles in a bullpen and roles on a baseball team and on a football team. Guys are most comfortable when they know what's expected of them. Is it just throw everything up in the air and hope for the best with Tyronn Lue? That's not what we're saying, and that's absolutely not the case, Bob. But what it is, if something's working, just because up until now I've done it this way doesn't mean I'm not going to change because something new is working. He has the ability, much like Billy Donovan has shown, certainly like Steve Kerr has shown, certainly like Greg Popovich has shown, along with several others of the best coaches around the league. I have a basic game plan and things that I want to do, but if I stumble upon something else that works, guess what? I am going to run with it. And egos will not be bruised because it's all about winning. And that he's really done a great job of handling the personalities within this locker room and also finding things that make this team successful and give them a chance and have put them in a position to perhaps be the NBA champion. So you're spot on right about Tyronn Lue, and I couldn't agree with you more in that regard.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to get your opinion on it because we were critical of him early on. But, you know, again, I and that last thing that I said, some of these coaches who have been around for a long, long time never seem to ever grab the ability to coach like that. They don't have any feel for the game as it's going on. And it's not that they're bad basketball coaches, and it's not that they don't know what they're doing. But they stick to that formula the same way baseball managers stick to the 7-8-9 routine with their pitchers. You know, it's time for this guy to come in. Well, he just struck out the side. You were leaving him in for the ninth? Nah. Time to go to the closer, who ends up blowing up the game. Lue just seems to have grasped that early on in his very young head coaching career. And regardless of how it turns out in Cleveland, I think it bodes pretty well for him having a long and successful coaching career, whether it ends up being long-term with the Cavs or, you know, bouncing around the league like a lot of these coaches do and ending up in a couple of different places over the course of his career.
Yeah, fair enough. Hard to argue there, Bob. I really don't have much to add as it relates to Tyronn Lue, and I think he's going to do his very best to fit all these pieces in place the best way he knows how for game four, based on who's available. But again, for me, as it relates to the Cleveland Cavaliers, all love to Kyrie Irving, all love to LeBron James, all love to Tristan Thompson. But really, the guy that this is all about is LeBron James and him imposing his will on this game. And earlier on in the hour, you had mentioned, well, where's Steph Curry? Where's Klay Thompson? Where's Draymond Green? But mostly it was Steph Curry. Where is the two-time reigning MVP? And when is he going to put his stamp in a positive way on this series? And as you alluded to, all of a sudden, you're asking bench and role players who did incredible things at home to do those same things on the road. And they haven't been able to duplicate that success. And in turn, in game three, the Cavaliers role players, I can't really say they're bench players, because the bench didn't do anything in game three, but they're non-stars, they're role players. They stepped up in a major, major way, and they outdueled the Golden State Warriors bench and role players. You may see more of that in game three, which, as you said earlier on, makes it incumbent upon Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, and those non-role players, those true stars, to step up and have a bigger presence than they did in game three. And the guy we're all going to point to is the guy with the two MVP awards in his back pocket, the guy that people think has passed LeBron as the best player in the game. I don't think that way. I think he's got a lot to prove. And thus far in these NBA finals, he hasn't looked like the best player in the game to me. He certainly hasn't looked to me like he's passed LeBron as the best player in the game. Because when you look at what they've done thus far in these NBA finals, LeBron James has been the far better player on both ends of the floor. I think the defense is a given. I think we both know that LeBron James is a vastly superior defensive player to Steph Curry. And that doesn't even enter into the equation when you have the discussion, because that's the given.
Yep.
But on the offensive end, LeBron has been light years ahead of Steph Curry. LeBron has 25 points a game in these NBA finals for all the criticism of him. He has 10-plus rebounds a night. He has 8 assists a night. Steph Curry, 16 points a night, low shooting percentage, lots of turnovers, not a good defensive player, certainly not a positive impact on the defensive end. Where is this now best player in the game? He needs to step up. And I'm also left to wonder, and I talked about this yesterday, where's the criticism? Why the free pass for Steph Curry? If it was LeBron that had come up this small through three games of the NBA Finals, he'd be getting eviscerated. And it'll all go back to how underappreciated and unappreciated LeBron is, and how many of these other stars are lauded for what they do well, but are rarely criticized for their shortcomings. So where's Steph? And why is he not getting criticized, and why is he getting a free pass?
Well, let me answer part B first. It doesn't fit the narrative. You know, it doesn't fit the narrative. Steph had back-to-back MVP seasons. Steph's the best player in the game. Steph is a great kid. Steph is this. Steph is that. You know, King James, he's self-proclaimed, so it makes him a little bit evil. He didn't handle himself well in the press conference when he left Cleveland to start out with, so that makes him a bit of a bad guy. Okay, he got a couple of championships. Okay, he's been in 6 straight finals. Okay, well, you know, that's all well and good, but he's got to win another one with Cleveland before we can anoint him. Yeah, okay, all that stuff. But the fact of the matter is Steph has not played particularly well, but they're still up 2-1. And for Cleveland, they better hope that his game, because you're not going to keep him down the whole series, they better hope that game doesn't happen tonight. Get it back to Oakland. If the game happens in Oakland and you end up losing a game in Oakland, well, you know what you got to do at home. And you take it to a game 7 back out west and let the chips fall where they may. But you're 100% right about the lack of criticism. You're 100% right about the lack of accountability. The other aspect of it, too, though, is why isn't he playing particularly well? Well, I think it's a combination of things, Joe. Excuse me. The defense has been rock solid on him. He's missing his shots when he is open. He takes, and this is something that I don't think gets discussed enough, he takes difficult shots. He takes longer.
What do they all say when they discuss it? Well, that's a bad shot for anybody else, but for the Splash Brothers, that's
good.
Fine.
Right. Well, and that's the direction I'm going. He takes difficult shots that many times are considered bad shots. Yeah, his three-pointers are usually longer from a range that nobody else dares take them from. He makes them a lot of times. His shot selection certainly can be questioned. You and I have talked about it. But here is what I think has happened. The combination of really good defense on him, the fact that we are now long into the season, there's been a lot of basketball played on that basketball team. They managed his minutes well because there were a lot of blowouts with Golden State during the course of the regular season. But once he had the leg injury, what I'm seeing, and it's basketball 101, is if you don't have your legs under you, the shot comes up short. Well, what are you seeing when he's shooting, Joe? A lot of stuff, off the front rim. And when it's coming off the front rim, that means you're not getting your legs into the shot. So it's telling me, number one, he's not 100%, which we all knew because of the injury. But number two, those legs are getting tired. And that's a big reason as to why he's not making his shots. You know it's got to be held accountable.
What did I warn you guys about when they went for 73 at the back end of the regular season? I said this could hurt them down the line. And it was all the way through this postseason, pretty well as soon as the Steph injury came about, and even leading up to it, as I started to watch how well Cleveland was playing in the postseason, I watched Golden State go for it hard in the drive for 73. And then we looked at how the Western Conference race was setting up and how much more of a challenge it was going to be than the East was going to be for Cleveland. It was why very early in the postseason, I picked the Cavaliers to win the NBA title. It's been a hard run. In addition to the injury, and I'm not going to use the injury as an excuse. I'm sure it's a factor, but I'm not going to use it as an excuse because we never mention it when he has a good game. But that said, grind of a regular season where they charge through right to the very end to get that record. No rest for the weary. Yeah, there have been a lot of blowouts in the playoffs, a record-setting amount of playoffs, and they've been a part of their share of blowouts in these playoffs. But they've been extended quite deep in a lot of series, so there hasn't been a lot of rest for Steph. And you're exactly right. He's weary, and coming down the stretch, not only is LeBron the better player, and even though he's a couple of years older, he's the fresher player, yep, as he didn't have that kind of grind put on his body. And that's what's going to pay dividends down the stretch of this postseason run. We'll tie a bow around hour one on the other side. We're Spano and Black. No flipping.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left. On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You suppose these gentlemen will be available to discuss business before long?
Yeah, we've been discussing some pretty serious business. We give it to you like only Spano and Black can here on the Attack. And it's all been about Cavaliers and Warriors, and rightfully so. And the must-win Game 4 is tonight. And come Monday morning, we'll be talking about it, my friend.
You're exactly right, Bob. And we've really explored this top to tail. We talked about who needs to do what. We've speculated on the whys and what fors. Now we're going to watch a very intriguing Game 4 unfold in front of us. I like Cleveland to hold serve on their home floor and make this, in essence, a best-of-three series. And I think you explained it so well. If they hold serve on their home floor, there you go. It's best of three. Find a way to steal a game somewhere and protect your home floor in Game 6. That's what it all boils down to.
Yep.
And I think they have the pieces to do it, because I think LeBron has shown you at 31, he's still the best player in the game, still the most important player in the game, and still the most influential player on the floor amongst the 30 guys in uniform for these two respective teams. He can influence the game in more ways than anybody else on that floor, on the offensive end, on the defensive end. His ability, he's also, in all honesty, all apologies to Steph and Draymond as a playmaker, he's the best point guard on the floor and the best playmaker on the floor as well. So his influence casts a very, very wide net, and it's going to be the thing that pays dividends for the Cleveland Cavaliers as they move along through this finals.
Yep, no question about it. And also the way they won Game 3 instills a lot of confidence in them. They did to Golden State what Golden State had done to them. It's got to make them feel pretty good. They can play with these guys.
Lots and lots of blowouts. Well, what do you say we step aside for the news right here on Sports Byline, and then we'll be back at you with Hour 2 of the Spano and Black Attack right here on Sports Byline.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
President Obama endorses Hillary Clinton for president.
That I'm with her. I am fired up, and I cannot wait to get out there and campaign for Hillary.
The president making that announcement in a video yesterday. He and Hillary Clinton going to hit the campaign trail early next week in Green Bay, Wisconsin. A public memorial for boxing legend Muhammad Ali is today. This morning, there will be a funeral procession through the streets of Ali's hometown ahead of a public memorial service at the KFC Yum Center. Advocates for gun owners are disappointed but not surprised at a ruling from a panel of federal judges.
Judges on a federal court in California are saying that people do need permission from law enforcement if they want to carry a concealed firearm. The ruling coming from the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, saying the Second Amendment does not give the general public the right to carry concealed weapons.
Chris Barnes reporting from Washington, D.C., and this is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
GEICO applauds your inner journey seeker. GEICO gives a hearty pat on the back to the part of you that just wants to get out and ride your motorcycle, to take to the open road, and let the wind and bugs fly your way. In fact, bring on the bugs. They can't stop your quest for highway enlightenment. GEICO insures not only your car, but also that fine-looking bike of yours, with a custom-tailored policy and the best rates for you. So next time you suit up for adventure, make sure to take GEICO along for the ride.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Have you been to conservativetribune.com? Now, this is one of the most visited news sites in the entire world, and the reason is simple. Conservativetribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news. They're unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At conservativetribune.com, they don't make apologies for who they are or what they say. And if you're looking for more than just boring stories and simple thought, you go to conservativetribune.com. That's conservativetribune.com.
More residents living near the Tenderfoot wildfire are out of their homes. This official says the last thing they want is for people to be put in an unsafe situation.
And that's our primary concern right now, is we want to make sure that they go home to power and electricity, and that they go home to a safe situation, and that the infrastructure in that area is not going to be a threat to them.
Mandatory evacuations are extended to include the part of People's Valley east of State Route 89. More than 300 people ordered to leave. A shelter set up at a local college. A strong magnitude 5.2 earthquake being blamed for shaking up parts of Southern California overnight. The U.S. Geological Survey says the shallow quake was centered in San Diego County. It's located only about 25 miles from the more famous San Andreas fault line. The quake was felt as far away as L.A. And the president loosening some restrictions to help the U.S. military help Afghan forces fight the Taliban. They're being allowed to help regular Afghan forces when deemed appropriate. This is USA Radio News.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Well, some Twitter accounts have been locked after a password leak. Users being asked to reset their passwords after millions of passwords were compromised. The social media giant says it started cross-checking after reports on Wednesday night said more than 32 million supposed Twitter passwords had been stolen. Embattled former journalist Katie Couric is being accused of falsifying another documentary. USA Radio's Jason Word has a story.
After being shown to have deceived people in her anti-gun documentary Under the Gun, now Katie Couric has been found to have used the same deceptive editing in her previous documentary Fed Up. Stephen Gutkowski of the Washington Free Beacon told USA Radio News why he's not surprised Couric has been caught misleading viewers again.
To be honest, I was not that surprised at these allegations because I've watched both documentaries, and they're practically identical documentaries. They're just about different subjects.
Couric said about her anti-gun documentary, she's going to leave the false interview segment in place despite everyone knowing it's not real. I'm Jason Wirt.
There's a report out saying that there are numerous glitches with the food stamp system, saying that people are not getting their food cards reloaded when they're supposed to. Apparently, there are reports of people all over the country reporting problems with the food stamp system. A report on ZeroHedge.com saying over 40 million Americans get EBT benefits. And when you factor together all the government programs, there are more than 100 million Americans that get some sort of benefits from the government each month. This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We've got the excitement here that we look for.
Well, welcome back to Hour 2 of the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast, and you, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, they take us along for the ride as well each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. We love them. They love us back. We love Twitter as well, at JoeSpano56, at BobBlack71, and, of course, at Sports Byline USA. But it's all about radio on the go, the devices, the platforms, the various different ways you can get the network, this show specifically, and anything else that might interest you in the world of Sports Byline. Joe, would you explain it to the people as how they can go about the process?
Whole lot of ways to get the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the Spano and Black Attack via your devices, starting with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link that allows you to listen to all the doings on the network live as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and more at sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, which, again, a great app. We talk about it a lot, but we really do love the app. It's, in many ways, one of the gold standard apps for taking radio on the go. There's you can download it to any Android device, an Apple device, a PC, or you can just go to iHeart.com. Again, a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline and a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. Very much the same thing for TuneIn Radio. Also one of those must-have apps. You can download it to an Android device, an Apple device, a PC, or just go to TuneIn.com. Also, wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and most importantly, perhaps the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack each and every day.
We appreciate your service. Hopefully we're bringing you a little taste of home. Thanks.
Well said, Bob. And on the other side, our final recollections of the greatest Muhammad Ali, as today is the day of his final funeral. That's next here on The Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. Keep it where it is.
At Lowe's, we appreciate our pro customers and how hard you work to get the most out of your budget. So we offer pro-focused events where you can take advantage of special savings. Right now, during Pro Bonus Days, you can save 15% off select paint and primer in one and stain and sealant. Plus, get 20% off Purdy paintbrushes. Valid 6-6 through 6-10. Applies to 342 fluid ounce pails or greater. Exclusions apply. See Pro Desk in-store for required coupons, details, and exclusions, or go to lowesforpros.com. U.S. only.
GEICO presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. for this week. Get out your Shazam app now and check it out. Plus, have fun and interact with GEICO. Gecko yourself and share it with friends. Watch your favorite GEICO video. Get a quote. Shazam now for the full list and experience more with GEICO. The Shazam 15, brought to you by GEICO. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
GEICO presents Sharing versus Oversharing. Way early this morning, Brad Higdon shared a major spoiler alert from everyone's favorite hit show, sad emojis to express his feelings about the plot twist, and a playlist he made to drown out his sorrows? Dude, oversharing alert. Brad, GEICO has something worth sharing with those who haven't befriended you. Like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance at GEICO.com. So stop moping about the post-apocalyptic world and start saving in the real world. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Colonel Sanders here for Kentucky Fried Chicken, and let me tell you, if you've got a hungry family of four, or four hungry friends, or maybe just four hungry people you only kind of know, well, fill them all up with a KFC $20 fill-up, made hot and fresh every day, with eight pieces of delicious original recipe chicken, two large mashed potatoes and gravy, a side of coleslaw, and four biscuits, all for just $20. KFC, Colonel Quality, guaranteed.
Limited time offer at participating KFCs, tax and substitutions extra.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Come on, that's not right.
I'm going to float like a butterfly and sting like a bee. His hands can't hit what his eyes can't see.
Last night I cut the light off in my bedroom, hit the switch, was in the bed before the room was dark.
Incredible.
Fast.
Incredible.
I'm the true champion, and they make me the underdog. I'm going to show them all they're wrong because I'm the champion. I'm the real champion.
Hey, I'm the king of the world.
Hold it.
I'm pretty.
Hold it. You're not that pretty.
I'm a mad man. I shook up the world.
Hold it.
Because every indication has been that you're confident that you can beat Zara.
I'm confident I can whip all of them. This ain't nothing new. My image is being confident. What you're trying to make it look like something new for? I'm always confident I can whip all of them.
You're being extremely truculent.
Whatever truculent means, if that's good, I'm that.
That's a montage of some of the best and brightest quotes from the greatest Muhammad Ali, and that's how we kick off hour two of the Spano and Black Attack right here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, again, that number to weigh in, 1-800-878-7529. If you prefer Twitter, as I know a lot of you do, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. And there are a lot of topics open for discussion here on the attack. Anything relating to Game 4 NBA Finals, anything relating to whether it's Steph Curry or LeBron James that is the greatest player in the NBA today, or those last remembrances of Muhammad Ali on today, the day of his final funeral. And I say his final funeral because this is the public funeral. This is the secular funeral. This is the non-religious funeral. There was a funeral mass and service yesterday that was his religious funeral. It was a Muslim funeral. Today is the public viewing at the KFC Yum Center, and, you know, this is the one that all the dignitaries are going to. Yesterday's funeral mass was a smaller mass and one that embraced his Muslim faith. So this is the day of his final funeral, and his burial will be following that. So we thought this a great opportunity to kind of pay our last respects to Muhammad Ali, and we've spent this entire week, parts of each and every day, talking about and reflecting on the life and times of the greatest Muhammad Ali.
No question about it. It's, you know, for me, Joe, it hits home in that another piece of my youth has passed away, which means I'm a little older as well. You know, as a passionate follower of the sport, as you are as well, a lot of those old-time boxers, you know, Ken Norton's left, George has left, but most of them are gone now, and you know, Joe Frazier's gone, and you know, we hope Larry's around for quite a while to be followed. But one by one, they're starting to drop, and certainly, in my opinion, the greatest rivalry ever in boxing, Frazier and Ali, is now in the past. And it hits home from the aspect of I just remember so intensely those fights and how crazy it was and what it meant to everybody, because I was a young adult at the time, and I was kind of trying to find my way in the world. And when you looked around and you saw the passion that it ignited, not only among sports fans, but casual boxing fans and people of all ilk, and the level, as we talked about at Madison Square Garden, the celebrities that were out and the mixing of worlds, as it were. And it really opened my eyes to a lot of stuff I had never been exposed to into the world. And Joe Frazier and Muhammad Ali, and specifically Muhammad Ali, was such a big part of that that, you know, it's I'm going to miss him. I'm really going to miss him.
Me too, Bob. He was truly the first sports legend that I admired. I loved his fighting style. Always something I wanted to emulate, the way he floated out there and he threw that jab and the way he did everything fundamentally wrong. And we talked about that a lot with Teddy Atlas. And Teddy was like, yeah, he killed a lot of young, good fighters. They all thought they could do what Muhammad did, but only one person could do that. There aren't many people that can get away with doing as many things wrong in a boxing ring and having it come out right as Muhammad Ali. You have to have some very special skills and some very special athletic gifts to be able to do that. And most boxers coming down the pike did not have that. Ali was truly one of a kind, and he, again, will be celebrated in his final funeral service today. There's the procession in Louisville, and then there'll be the public viewing at the KFC Yum Center in Louisville. But, you know, I was doing some reading. You know, I'm a real prep hound, and I do a lot of reading, and I'm down here quite early to get started. So I always unearth these articles that open my eyes, and they make fodder for some very good discussion. And I saw one today, and it was in the New York Times, and it was about Lonnie Ali, who in many ways becomes the unknown hero of the back nine of Muhammad Ali's life, not only for what she did for him as his primary caretaker pretty much from the age of 42 on. You know, when Ali's health started to decline a couple of years after the Holmes fight, Ali at the time was married to the third wife. I forget her name. Veronica Porsche. Ali was starting to struggle. Lonnie was somebody that knew Ali going back to when she was 6 years old. And Ali was still married to Veronica Porsche, and this is back in 1982. And basically, after sitting down and having lunch with Muhammad, she talked with Veronica Porsche, and everybody agreed, and talked with Muhammad, and said, listen, I'm going to come out to L.A. They had that big mansion out in L.A. at the time, Muhammad did. Mm-hmm. She said, I'm going to come out to L.A. I'm going to be your primary caretaker. All I want from you is to pay the tuition for my MBA studies at UCLA. And they came to an agreement, and she started working on her MBA at UCLA, and she was Muhammad's primary caretaker. His health was declining, but still relatively good in that she didn't have to be there 24/7 to address his needs. Subsequently, after that, Veronica Porsche and Muhammad Ali ended up getting divorced. And ultimately, Lonnie marries Muhammad Ali. She completes her MBA studies. And for the rest of her life, a lot of her life was spent taking care of Muhammad Ali, you know, his health and making sure he was cared for as it related to his physical health as his primary caregiver. And she was an extremely doting wife, and she made those last years of Muhammad's life as comfortable and as pleasant as she could make them. And she was a hero in that regard, because a lot of people don't want to sacrifice of themselves to take care of an ailing spouse. That was number one. You want to know where else she was a huge hero? You know, remember I've always talked about the struggles of Muhammad financially, taking the Inoki fight for $6 million. It turned out to be a farce, and it really hurt the last legs of his career. Taking the Holmes fight because it was $10 million, and we talked to Larry about that. Ali shouldn't have been in that ring. He had nothing left. Even after that, taking the Burbick fight in the Bahamas because he needed money. You know, there was a huge entourage of hangers-on. Don King, Bob Arum took advantage of Muhammad Ali. The group of hangers-on took advantage of Muhammad Ali. And his financial state, despite the mansions and some of the other things, in the early and mid-80s was not great. Lonnie took care of all of that. She created Goat Inc. She consolidated, you know, and licensed all of Ollie's intellectual properties for those commercial purposes. And she made the back nine of Ollie's life comfortable for him physically, but also for the first time in a long time, despite earning all that money, she made it comfortable for him financially so that there weren't all these struggles that he had throughout the 70s and 80s, despite all the purses that he earned. So to me, in so many ways, Lonnie Ollie is the unsung hero of the life and times, particularly the back nine of the life of Muhammad Ali.
No question about it. At his death, he's worth $50 million. She was certainly important as far as a lot of that goes. And on the other side, I want to pick up and follow that a little bit. But a couple of other things that happened on the back end of Ali's life as well. And also explore what happened as he was going from wife three to wife four, because there's some interesting stuff about that as well, Joe.
I think that's fair. And I think that's where we'll go next here on the Spano and Black Attack. You, of course, can weigh in at 1-800-878-PLAY. That number again, 800-878-7529. If you'd rather talk to us on Twitter, 140 characters or less, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. We'll pick it up with more talk about the greatest right after this.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
That's what I pray for every night.
As well you should. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. If Twitter's more your thing, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. You know, you were talking about Lonnie Ali, Joe, and what she did to rebuild his financial status and go from being a caregiver to his fourth wife. And, you know, the personal life of Muhammad Ali was always intriguing in so many ways because it's funny. His wives, aside from the cheating, really never had anything bad to say about him. He evidently, from all accounts, was a nice man to them and was, you know, never physically abusive, as many boxers were to their wives. And the home life itself, aside from the cheating, was as good as you could possibly expect it to be. And you know, going back to his second wife and, you know, during who was around Khalilah Camacho Ali, she was there during the tough times when everything was taken away. So she went through that. Veronica Porsche, of course, hooking up with him in Zaire and then basically going out the door when his health started to deteriorate, had her own agenda. But the fact that he ended up not being one of those guys that you needed to run benefits for falls squarely on Yolanda's ability to get it done. And I think, as you said, her ability to get the hangers-on and the bloodsuckers away from him, because he was still a valuable commodity. And you know, the sharks who had taken from him constantly throughout his career, well, they weren't able to get a hold of his name, which really from 42, 43 on was all he had left. And she protected that fiercely. You know, there have been stories about the fact that his biological son couldn't get near him. Well, his biological son had his own issues. You know, he was using drugs and he was not doing the right thing. And she wasn't going to enable that and allow him to grab onto Muhammad's money. And she started slowly weeding away all those people and did a very good job in protecting him right up until the very end. You know, the other aspect of it, too, unlike how he lost his first three wives, I would imagine at that point in time, physically, Muhammad couldn't cheat. So with that in mind, you know, he ended up being a better husband than he had been to the previous three wives.
Well, Bob, you know, you talked about Muhammad, you know, and the hangers-on and Lonnie eliminating that group. And it was because Muhammad was one of these guys that couldn't say no. And you know, in talking to Teddy Atlas, he talked about how confident in some ways they are and how insecure they are in others. And the hangers-on fed into the insecurity. Lonnie took care of all of that. There were no more hangers-on. She was tough where he couldn't be. She could say no where he couldn't. And you are spot on right. Financially rebuilt his brand and allowed Muhammad Ali to have a peaceful and prosperous back end. She did so much and made so many sacrifices. And understand, she went out to California to be Muhammad Ali's caregiver with the blessings of Veronica Porsche, who I guess had, once Ali started to turn for the worse, had emotionally checked out and just wanted somebody to bail her out. So this wasn't something where Lonnie Ali swooped in stole, you know, Muhammad out from under Veronica Porsche. That wasn't the case. And Lonnie was somebody that knew Ali since she was a six-year-old girl. And she'd even said in the article, was great, talked about, she said at 17, I'm going to marry that man someday. And it came about, you know, later in Muhammad's life. Muhammad was 44, I believe, or 42 when they got married. And, you know, he had been diagnosed and, you know, the health declined fairly quickly. You know, he was able to be something like the Muhammad of old until, I guess, about 86, 87.
Yeah.
Maybe a little later than that, and then the decline really started.
But it happened really fast. Yep.
I know he did WrestleMania in the mid-80s, and he was fine there. And then there were some TV appearances after that. But not long into the 90s, Muhammad Ali really started to decline. So Lonnie spent most of their marriage as a caregiver and devoted wife. It wasn't easy. Right. And what she did out of love. So, She, in many ways, to me, is the unsung hero in all of this. And I just wanted to take an opportunity after reading that article to recognize Lonnie Ollie, who's handled this like a champ right down to these funeral proceedings. Muhammad wanted a rather large, grandiose funeral, and she fulfilled all his wishes.
Yeah, no question about it. You know, there was another aspect of it too, Joe, and I was watching an interview with Dick Ebersole, who certainly was the face of NBC Sports for an extended period of time. And they were talking about how the Olympics, the lighting of the torch in Atlanta came about in 96. And the fact that when Ebersole approached Ali and his people about doing this, Muhammad was actually hesitant at first because of the fact that he had felt at that point in time, Muhammad, that he had become an afterthought in the world of sports. He was very cognizant of the fact that no matter who you are in the world of sports, that your time comes and your time goes. And he felt that his time had gone. And he was very worried that not only wouldn't people remember him, which when you think about it in hindsight is pretty silly because of his legendary stature, but the fact of the matter was that he was very reticent about letting people see him in the physical condition that he was in. And, you know, you're talking 96, so we're talking 20 years ago, and he had already deteriorated to the point where he was very uncomfortable letting people see him with his hands shaking and his shuffling and all the physical things that were going on. So when Ebersole talked to him about it, he said, you know, look, it you're still a legendary figure in the world of sports, and we would love for you to be the person who lights the Olympic torch. And after extended conversation, he agreed to do it. They had to keep it as a secret. They didn't even tell the announcers. Dick Enberg was not told that Ali was going to light the torch because they didn't want any grandiose overkill by the people who were announcing it. They wanted it to just be a natural emotional thing that came out. And Janet Evans actually handed the torch to Muhammad Ali. And if you remember the video, Joe, and I, you know, I'm sure you've seen it, the torch didn't light at first. And it was so saturated in fluid that it the oxygen wasn't there for the torch to light. And if you look closely at what went on, even though his hands were shaking, Muhammad Ali never backed off. And if you watch, the flame actually starts to go back up the torch that he was holding in his hands, and it got damn close to his arms, and he was bound and determined to not drop that torch until that thing was lit and it went up to light the specific Olympic flame. It was an amazing story that he told, how much convincing it took and everything else. And of course, you remember the reaction of the audience when it was Ali that stepped into the spotlight and actually lit the Olympic torch in Atlanta.
Yes, I do, Bob. And that's a great remembrance of that Olympic torch lighting ceremony. And I think a well done. And you know what? I think right there is a fitting ending to a week's worth of memorializing the greatest Muhammad Ali. And obviously we'll be revisiting that 1 week, 1 year from now when there's the first anniversary of the passing of Muhammad. And we spend some time reflecting on him again.
Yeah. No question about it. It's been a bit emotional week for both of us, too.
Absolutely, Bob. 800-878-PLAY if you want to weigh in. 800-878-7529. A little under 10 minutes. Anthony Stabile from the Horse Racing Radio Network and VegasInsider.com will join us. We'll preview kind of an anticlimactic Belmont Stakes, but we'll preview it nonetheless. Now, we got a couple of minutes left, Bob. Rapid fire look ahead to this weekend's boxing action since we're talking Muhammad. In the small room in Madison Square Garden, Vasily Lomachenko, Rocky Martinez, WBO super featherweight title match. Rocky Martinez is a good, solid fighter. He's a world-class fighter, but he's just not in the class of Lomachenko, who, despite not having a lot of fights, has a wealth of experience. Two-time Olympic gold medalist, two-time world amateur champion. This guy is a terrific fighter. Moving up from 126 to 130, I don't expect him to have many problems. He's learned on the fly. I mean, you know, it is so unusual, even with all that amateur experience, to see a guy come in and in his seventh professional fight,
yeah,
be in line to win his second world title in his second weight class. And again, while Roman Rocky Martinez is a good, solid, world-class fighter, against the best of the best, he's a 50-50 crapshoot, or against some of the upper-tier guys, he's a 50-50 crapshoot. He's never fought anybody with the complete skill set and talents of Vasily Lomachenko. I expect this to be a fairly one-sided affair. I expect Lomachenko to win this bout at 130 pounds and be the quickest two-division world champion that we've ever seen. And then I think from there, the next bout is going to be where he tries to avenge his only professional loss against Orlando Salido. That'll be his first title defense at 130. And then it'll be interesting to see if he goes back down to 126. There's a lot of great fights there, but none of these guys will fight him.
And rightfully so. He is, as our old friend George Joe Gervin used to say, he's a dangerous man. Very dangerous.
He sure is. Very, very dangerous and very, very talented. And on the other side, another dangerous and talented man, Anthony Stabile from the Horse Racing Radio Network, joins us next to talk about the Belmont Stakes. So you be sure to keep it where it's at.
Sometimes you'll love a house and you'll love a neighborhood, but it has a not great school district. Zillow's actually great because you can click on kind of a more detailed section and it tells you how well a school is rated. We kind of prioritized houses that we were going to look at based on that. We were able to walk in and think like, wow, we can make a life here.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Spano, waiting on Anthony Stabile here in just a second to talk some Belmont Stakes.
And, all right, joining, some...
Oh, we do have him. Okay,
we do have him, Bob. Joining us right now from the Horse Racing Radio Network and VegasInsider.com is Anthony Stabile. Anthony, welcome back to the Spano and Black Attack, buddy. It's always great to have you aboard.
Great to be aboard. I hope you guys are having a good morning and are ready for the test of the champion.
We sure are, Anthony, and I want to dive right in. You have Exaggerator coming off a terrific Preakness win. Kent DeSormo promptly takes a very short trip to rehab. Talk about what kind of factor this might be on Saturday in the test of the champions.
You know, I know Kent a long time, guys. My dad was actually his agent 20 years ago when he had a brief stint in New York, and Kent's a friend, and I hope he is able to finally put the past away and put these demons away. With that said, I think it's a distraction on the racetrack. You know, he's obviously going through a pretty tough battle, and that has to affect him both physically, mentally, and emotionally, obviously. And, it's a place that he has not had his finest moments at Belmont Park. He, of course, famously, according to a lot of people, pulled the trigger too soon in 1998, were real quiet when he was beaten a half ahead in the Triple Crown. He pulled Big Brown up in 2008. 10 years later, when he was going for his Triple Crown bid. So this is a place that really hasn't been too kind to Kent DeSormo. He came back to win it the year after Big Brown with Summer Bird, but, you know, I can't imagine that makes up for a couple of Triple Crown failures as a prohibitive favorite. And, you know, it's such a tough race because it's the mile and a half, and it's around a racetrack that's laid out differently than any other in the country. Some would say the world because it's on dirt, and most dirt courses are a mile and a half anywhere in the world. So, I think it plays a big factor because there are a lot of mitigating circumstances and a confluence of the past failures that I would think, as a human, just have to pop into his mind.
I'm sure, Anthony, and Kent is in a very fragile place right now, and I couldn't help but notice throughout this Triple Crown run here an underlying tension between the brothers. There seems to be some, I don't know how to describe it. Maybe you can describe it
You're
better
spot
than
on.
Me.
You are spot
what's,
on, Joe.
What's the
You're
relationship between Keith and Kent? Because it doesn't seem like one that, considering where they are, that seems to be very good.
It hasn't always been good. It's not great now. Marty McGee is a writer for the Daily Racing Form. The best thing I have ever read was a piece that Marty did on Keith and Kent a few years back. So just go to the Google machine, type in DRF, Marty McGee, McGee, the DeSormo brothers, and it'll pop up, and it's the best thing I've ever written about horse racing, and it gives you a real good look into that relationship. For a while, Keith didn't even ride him, and then Ken straightened himself out, and then their relations got better. And look, for my money, Kent DeSormo is probably one of the 10 best riders I've ever seen. So it's easy to forgive. It's a weird – sports is a weird world. I don't got to tell you guys this. We are very forgiving of our heroes. We will give them more than enough rope to proverbially hang themselves. And Keith was a little more strict with Kent than his fans were. The relationship was never great. It's a little better now, but even when they were on the dais after winning the Preakness, somebody asked Keith about how quickly did he think about his brother when Exaggerator was making the lead, and he said he hadn't. Maybe you'll think about him later on tonight. So I think that sums it up. I probably don't need to say any more. That sums it up perfectly.
Well, you talk about that, though, and a lot of times within professional relationships, you can put aside stuff and just focus in on what's going on either the court, the pitch, whatever the circumstances are. In this instance, it seems as if whatever has been going on between them emotionally, they've been able to set it aside professionally. Could it work out to the benefit of Kent to coming out of rehab and all the things involved with that, and chances are pretty good he's going to go back into rehab after the race. Narrow focus, get this done, and then move on with their lives and hopefully get Kent better.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the game plan right now, is to get through this. You know, a colleague of mine, who I'd rather not mention, said to me yesterday, how don't you just wait the 3 weeks until the Belmont's over? Well, he was probably in the grips of addiction bad enough that he felt that after the Preakness, something had to be done. And again, you know, I have compassion as a human being. Like I said, I would consider Kent DeSormo a friend. With that said, you know, we're trying to pick winners tomorrow. We're trying to make money tomorrow. It's hard to not let that play a factor in the handicapping and in the breakdown, the analysis of Belmont 148.
And let's get to that aforementioned analysis. You know, you talk about Exaggerator, a great Preakness, a very good Derby where he got a pretty lousy trip. How does this race, there's only one speed horse, it seems, in the race, and that's Gettysburg. How does this race set up for Exaggerator, and what kind of chances do you see him having with all the distractions and everything else, looking at it from a racing standpoint? How do you see this race setting up for him, and what kind of chances do you see him having getting to the finish line first?
You put it well, Joe. His Preakness was sensational. His Derby was pretty good. He is a superior wet track horse. I mean, I know Keith DeSormo earlier this week was quoted as saying, I hope it's dry as a bone so we could put that rest once and for all. You're not putting it to rest. He is a superior slop and mud horse. That's it. You know, embrace that. Do a rain dance whenever you drop his name into the entry box and hope for the best. That's what he is. He's a good horse on a dry track. You don't get beat a length of the quarter in the Kentucky Derby without having some talent. But he is exponentially better on a wet track. You and I spoke before the Preakness. I felt like he was probably 5 or 6 lengths better on a wet track than a dry track. He turned the tables on Nyquist by 3.5 lengths. There's the 5 lengths. I'm not trying to pat myself on the back here. I made $88 in the Preakness. I should have made $8 zillion. I made $88. He's that much better on a wet track. Now you're coming to a place that is unto itself in American racing. You're coming to a place where it's not as kind to horses that have his quick turn of foot. You know, he has that quick burst of speed that gets him to the lead, and then he gets his way home. Horses that make that move at Belmont normally find themselves a little lost on that far turn because those turns are a lot bigger. They're more sweeping here at Big Sandy. You know, he's at the end of a tough campaign, the 3 races in 5 weeks. His Sandy the Derby win was arguably the most impressive Derby prep win of the season, and that was 4 weeks before the Derby. So, you know, he's done a lot in a fairly short amount of time. I don't see any of these horses as pure distance mile-and-a-half horses. Now you're going to have one that's a little, you know, a little tired at the end of a tough Triple Crown trail. He's him and Lonnie are the only two that have run in all three, or will have run in all three. You know, and his workout Tuesday left a lot to be desired. He was drifting out badly through the stretch. He switched his leads, which is often a sign of maybe a little soundness issue or just, you know, some quirks. I don't like him tomorrow. I don't think he's going to run well. I think there are a lot of things on and off the track that point to this horse not running a good race. But with that said, it's hard to talk anybody off of the Preakness winner because he may very well be the most talented horse in the race. I'm not using him. I think we can get him out of everything tomorrow. And at 6-5, 7-5, which is what it'll likely be, that could lead to a very big payday.
Well, as you said, there's a lot of fresh blood within this race. Let's talk about a couple of them. Destin standing right now at 6-1 and Cherry Wine at 8-1. You know, fresh blood coming in and horses that seem to be getting a little bit better as far as dealing with distance, and they're going to be dealing with it tomorrow.
I don't like either of them. Destin is coming in off of one race. He'll be making his second start in 13 weeks tomorrow. He tried to win the Derby off an 8-week layoff, having never raced past a mile in the 16th. It's never been done. That streak continues. Now you want him to go a mile and a half off one race in 13 weeks. Good luck. If you think that Todd Fletcher and Javier Castellano are going to get that horse home tomorrow, and you're willing to take 7-1, 6-1 on a horse that's run one time in 13 weeks, and you cash, you deserve it. I will not be there with you. I know it looks like he's going to work out the right kind of trip. He is just not for me. I don't think he's going to want to go this far. And I cannot imagine him being fit enough to go to a mile and a half. As far as Cherry Wine goes, you know, he's on the outside looking in the Derby. You could argue that, like Exaggerator, he moved up on that wet track. The two horses behind Exaggerator and Cherry Wine were Nyquist and Stradivari. I don't think either Nyquist or Stradivari cared for that track. I think they ran as well as they did on their class. But to me, Cherry Wine had the fast pace to close into. His biggest win to date came by over 9 lengths in the slop when he broke his maiden. So I was not surprised he ran well on a wet track. He's not going to have things his way tomorrow. Those horses exiting the Bluegrass, where he was third. Brody's Cause is also in the race. He's trained by Dallas Stewart, like Cherry Wine. I'm not a fan of him either. Those horses are keen from the Keeneland races. You can have. They can beat me tomorrow.
You know, I'm looking at how this all shakes out. I'm listening to what you're saying, and it kind of looks like we're relying on Stradivari, a lightly raced horse that people like an awful lot, and a quirky horse in Lonnie who has a decent, you know, distance pedigree to be major players in this race. So with that said, why don't you take me through your thoughts on those two horses and then kind of take us through this entire race and let us know where we're going to make our money tomorrow.
They're two of my selections. Stradivari, to me, can be any kind of horse. Like I said, I don't think he appreciated the wet track at Pimlico, and he got beat just 4 lengths in his first start against stakes winners. You know, it's hard to go from allowance company to stakes company, but when it's an American classic, it's that much more difficult, and he handled it very, very well for such a lightly raced horse. The fact that Todd Fletcher, who's usually a little more conservative, is bringing him back in 3 weeks and running him a mile and a half is a testament to how good this horse is. And I think he's going to work out the right kind of trip on Saturday. Tomorrow he's going to, you know, he'll be sitting second or third behind Gettysburg. He'll be running off on the lead. He'll be the first to pounce. He should be the first to pounce. And we'll see if he's good enough to keep on going. His father, Medaglia d'Oro, finished second to Sarava in this race in 2002, so there's certainly some distance pedigree there as far as Stradivari's concerned. And, you know, then you get the Japanese mystery horse, Lonnie. And I think Lonnie has a real shot to win this race tomorrow. He has improved in both of his U.S. starts. He split the field in the Derby. He came charging hard to get fifth in the Preakness after some trouble at the start and through the stretch. He's been training here at Belmont since after the Derby, so he's had a chance to get acclimated to New York. He had some bad behaviors when he first came over. You know, there's a lot of media attention at Churchill, at Pimlico, especially on Derby Day. The crowds are huge. The fans are right on top of the stands. The fans in the stands are right on top of the racetrack. It's a little different at Belmont. Belmont's a little bigger. And he's called this home for a month. So he's been doing real well here. And he's training just an enormous amount of miles on Lonnie's body. It's hard for me to imagine he's not going to be fit enough to go to a mile and a half. You mentioned his pedigree. He's by Tappet, who, of course, sired Tonalist in 2014. And he's out of a Sunday Silence mare. Sunday Silence was second in the 1989 Belmont Stakes. So, you know, Derby and Preakness winner. So there's plenty of pedigree there as well. I think there are two that have real chances of winning this race tomorrow.
Real quick, give me two more. We got to get you moving. So I need a 1, 2, 3, 4, and we'll get you out the door.
Well, Stradivari will be 2. Lonnie will be 3. Governor Malibu will break from post 1 from the connections of Tonalist, Joel Rosario, and Christophe Clement. He was second in the Peter Pan, hard-charging second to a top 3-year-old in Unified. You'll hear a lot from Unified the second half of the year. I think he has a chance to win the races as well. My top pick's going to be on the far outside, the 13 creator. You know, we use the line in this business, draw a line through the race when something really bad happens. His trip in the Derby was impossible. There was no shot he was winning that race. So I'm just drawing a line through the Derby. He's by Tappet out of a Peruvian mare. He is bred to run all day. He has the benefit of the rabbit. Him and Gettysburg are owned and trained by the same people. So Gettysburg's in there to make sure it sets up for him. People question that Arkansas form. He was in Arkansas all winter. I don't think it's that bad. Sudden Breaking News came running hard at the end of the Derby. He's in here as well. He has a puncher's chance to get into the exotics, but I think Creator comes running late under a rider, Tees Jr. They reached out for a local rider. Arad's one of the best around. He calls New York home, me around. I think Creator gets the money tomorrow in the Belmont.
Well said. You said it all, Anthony. Can't thank you enough for a few. We got to check you out on Horse Racing Radio Network. And if you want some insight onto all the great races leading up to the Belmont Stakes, VegasInsider.com is the place to get it done. Anthony, as always, thanks for a few minutes and enjoy the action tomorrow.
Anytime, guys. Enjoy the test of the champion.
You got it. Bye-bye now. That was Anthony Stabile, Horse Racing Radio Network, VegasInsider.com, giving us a preview of the Belmont Stakes. Bob, and as always, it's been another great jam-packed week, man. And
no question,
we've done it
man.
Again. And I want to thank all our guests, all our listeners, everybody. Until Monday, for Bob Black, I'm Joe Spano. Good day, all.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.